Imagine you were born blind, and then years later you undergo an operation that repairs your eyes. How do you learn to make sense of the shapes and the colors you can suddenly see? MIT brain science professor Pavan Sinha is trying to answer that question and the broader question of how all our brains learn to interpret what they see. In the latest installment of our series, Visionaries, this morning, WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports on how this distinguished researcher combines science with humanitarian work, work that's giving sight to poor blind Indian children.
Back in 2002, neuroscientist Pavan Sinha was grappling with a deep scientific question. How do we learn to recognize the objects we see? How do our brains know that's a face or that's a table? A fateful taxi ride set his research and his life onto a new road.
Even now, when I think about how things just came together, it gives me goosebumps that things just happened so perfectly, so well-timed.
Sinha was back visiting New Delhi, where he grew up before he came to the United States for grad school. He was on his way to see a friend one evening when the taxi he was riding in stopped at a traffic light.
And I noticed that by the side of the road, there was this little family, a mother and her two children. And it felt really terrible to see these two children who were barely wearing any clothes, very young children, on this cold winter day. So I called over the mother to give her a little bit of change.
When she approached, Sinha saw that both of the children holding on to her sari had cataracts clouding their eyes.
This was the first time that I had seen children with cataracts.
Childhood blindness is a widespread problem in India, and blind Indian children suffer so much abuse and neglect that many don't survive to age 5. Once aware of the problem, Sinha wanted to help, but he figured that what he could contribute on his academic salary would be just a drop in the ocean.
And that's when the realization struck that in providing treatment to these children, I would have exactly the approach that I had been looking for in my scientific work. So if you have a child, say a 10-year-old child, who has not seen from birth, and in a matter of half an hour, you're able to initiate sight in this child, then from the very next day when the bandages are removed, you have a ringside seat into the process of visual development.
Sinha applied for a federal grant to pay for cataract operations, which are relatively simple, and for studying the children who got them. Usually, American research money stays in America.
But I took a chance because I completely honestly believed and believe that in providing that surgery, we are benefiting science. That belongs to all of mankind. It's not just specific to India.
To continue the work, Sinha founded a nonprofit based in New Delhi and named it Project Prakash. Prakash means light in Sanskrit. Since 2005, he says, nearly 500 Indian children have gained sight through Project Prakash. 15-year-old Hemvati had surgery to treat her cataracts. Here, in a Project Prakash video, she tells Pavan Sinha that when she grows up, she wants to be a doctor like him.
Chha, tum bade hoke, kya banna chahti ho?
Doctor.
Kis tarah ke doctor?
Jaise aapne mera itna bhala kara, main bhi kisi ko bhala
karunga. She says, just as you helped me, I want to help others. Some Project Prakash children like Hemvati are already helping others by volunteering as research subjects on visual tests and brain scans. The results help cast light on crucial questions about how vision develops in the brain and about the brain's remarkable ability to change even in later life. Researchers from MIT and around the world have published 15 scientific papers on data from Project Prakash children, and 5 more papers are in the pipeline.
Can we track the changes in the brain that occur with acquisition of vision? And that should tell us something very important.
MIT Professor Emeritus Richard Held is a Project Prakash collaborator. At age 92, Professor Held says he's been studying vision in the brain for 6 decades. These days, he says, he serves Sinha's work as advisor and critic and supporter.
He's an artist and a very interesting fellow, as well as a very kind person. He's really a prince among men.
Overall, Sinha says, if there's a central finding from all his work, it's the importance of motion in helping us learn to make sense of what we see.
So just showing a child static images of this or that object seems not to cut it. However, when the child sees the world in motion, motion seems to almost hold the key for organizing the early visual experience.
And Sinha has data on the early visual experience from a source that's especially close to him, his son Darius, who's now 8. When Darius was a baby, Sinha mounted a very light video camera to his forehead. Sinha's wife, Pam, also a scientist, was not enthusiastic.
But I didn't want to let this opportunity pass. I mean, after all, this is quite literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I have this little baby, and I can observe how this baby learns. But even more significantly, perhaps I can observe the world from that baby's point of view.
As his research continues, Sinha, who's 48, is now making plans for a major expansion of Project Prakash to create a center that includes a hospital, a school, and a research facility. The goal is to serve many more children than the current 40 to 50 a year.
In the grand scheme of things, it's a minuscule number if you put it next to the number of children who actually need treatment.
The total number of Indian children with treatable or preventable blindness is on the order of 300,000. His long-term aim, he says, is to move toward a world where no child is needlessly blind. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.